Hi, this is Laura Onizuka, and I'm the Ambassador Chair with Dance Wire in Portland, Oregon. I'm here with Brandi Guthrie. It is November 20th, 2019, and we're going to talk about her life and career in dance as part of our Artist Stories series with our Dance Wire ambassadors. So welcome, Brandi.
Hi, thanks.
Okay, so just to get started, can you give me an overview of all of your current titles?
Oh, that's a lot. Within the dance world, I am one of the artistic directors with AWOL Dance Collective. I also run the marketing PR side of that organization as well. I am a coach and choreographer for the Clackamas Cavalettes, which is a varsity high school dance team. And then outside of the dance world, I also work with a property management company and manage a small building in Southeast Portland.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's focus on the dancing.
Yes, I'd love that.
So can you tell me when you started dancing?
I started dancing probably a little bit later than most. I didn't really start dancing until I was about 9 or 10. Before that, I thought I was going to be an Olympic gymnast. And then when I grew too large for that, ballet was the way to go. So I started when I was about 10 doing ballet and in Tampa, Florida. And then I got a scholarship to come and dance in the Oregon Ballet, the school of Oregon Ballet Theater. So I moved, my mother and I moved here in the mid 90s and I haven't left. So I danced with Oregon Ballet Theater for a couple years, did some stuff with Portland Opera, and then eventually found my way to my other current directors and the area world in the early 2000.
Yeah. Cool. How did you get into aerial?
I was doing a Portland Opera, and there was a woman there who was starting to do some trapeze classes with Pendulum. And she thought that I would like it, and I thought, yeah, maybe I'll go try a class, something different. And there I met Jen and Stacy and Julie, which are the other co-founders of AWOL, and we loved it, and we all formed a company with Pendulum. And we were with Pendulum for a couple years, and it was amazing, and we all decided we wanted to do our own thing. We were early 20s, and we wanted to do something that we enjoyed with the music that we enjoyed and the style. And so we branched off and started AWOL along, 17, 18 years ago. I don't want to date myself too much, but yes. And now what it is today, I don't think we had a vision. We didn't envision that 17 years ago.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you feel dance has meant to you or means to you in your life?
Well, I need that creative outlet. My entire adult life, I've always had a corporate job as well. And I need that balance in my life. I like both sides of it. And so that has really helped me enjoy other aspects of my life, knowing that I get that creative side. For me growing up, I really think it saved me in a lot of ways. I feel like without dance, I would have probably gotten in more trouble in my teen years. Had I had a little bit more free time on my hands, I may have gotten into some trouble. And so it kept me out of that because I just didn't have time for it. And I was so focused on, you know, furthering my career and being a better dancer. And a better student, that it kept me away from trouble.
Interesting.
And it moved me to Portland, which is a big deal. I mean, I can't imagine, I miss having my family around me in Florida, but I can't imagine my life had I not ventured to Portland in the mid-90s and fell in love with it and moved here.
Does your mom still live in Portland?
No, she lived here for until I graduated high school. So she moved here with me to support me, and which was fantastic. But as soon as I was, you know, an adult, she needed to go back to the sun.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
So, okay, well, how about challenges that you faced in your pursuit of dance? And that could be as a dancer or mm-hmm. with your company?
Well, currently, it's kind of a blessing and a curse having AWOL. I love Portland because there's so many different art organizations, aerialists, dancers, jugglers, musicians. Like we have so many arts here, which I love, but it's hard because there's so many different other companies that you're competing against in a way, and it's finding what makes you kind of stand out. And what makes you different. And the nice thing is everybody is so unique here. And so I feel like we're constantly trying to then find our place in the world in Portland, in the dance world. Yeah. So it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what resources have helped you the most? And again, as a dancer and or as a company owner?
I think having the dance world here is so small, and so really it's just continuing to keep your relationships with people. Because, like, again, that's how I found Ariel. And again, I can't imagine if had I not done the Portland Opera and then met Judy, who introduced me to Ariel, who introduced me to Pendulum, who introduced me to Jen and Stacy and Julie. And so I think it's really just keeping relationships with people in the dance world that have been my resources. If you need to know where a dance class is or anything like that, it's just knowing people in the industry. And they're all very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you know a lot of dancers from different genres in Portland?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and especially as you get older, like, then it's just...
Your circle grows.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. What stage do you feel like you're at in your career? And how would you like to move forward? And what goals do you have?
I feel like I am starting to wind down my performance phase, which is sad in a way, just as you get older and as your body's changing and my goals are changing, specifically within our current company, is we've just got such good talent coming up and they're just so young and their bodies do amazing things. And so I'm kind of at the point where I'm starting to step away from being on the stage, and while it's a little sad, I'm very excited about that kind of transitioning into that next role. So I feel like I'm in that phase now where I'm not quite ready, but I'm seeing myself like get more excited to be behind the scenes and just be behind the scenes.
That's cool that you can, make it gradual, but also have such a connection to where you're still involved with dance, no matter if you're performing or...
Right, and I think that is the nice thing about having a company that you're a director of, so I kind of get to dictate that a little bit, like, and that makes the transition a little bit easier. So
yeah.
I can go through it slowly, so it's not just cold turkey, where then you'd be really sad to not be on stage anymore, as you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very excited about the growth that we have and the talent that we have coming in through our training programs and that are feeding into AWOL, that I'm excited to just kind of like get my hands on them and mold them and just see what they can do and direct them. And just, I like that side of it. And I think it will help the company grow as well.
Do you find most of your company members through the training program, or do you have auditions?
A lot of them, both. We have two auditions a year, and most of our company has gone through our FlyCo training program, which is our adult training program, and it's a year-long program that they do. It's really intense with dance training, aerial training, theater training, and we have a specific set of coaches that are in charge of mentoring them and teaching them and guiding them all year. And the goal is, you know, that would feed into the company. I can't think off the top of my head, but several of our company members right now have gone through that training, at least 1 year, 2 years through that. And so that's the goal of those. You know, we have a youth company, and ideally that would feed into the adult company, right. And then the adult company would go to the performing company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice. And then we do have open auditions as well. But really going through that training is great. Because then you kind of see what we're about.
Yeah, if you want to be a part of it.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what goals do you have personally in as far as dance goes?
Mm-hmm. I want to continue to grow the choreography side of it for me. I feel like I'm really getting into the last couple years, enjoying setting full shows and pieces, and we do that as a collective at AWOL, but we're doing little sides, like we're doing the Fertile Ground Festival coming up soon, and really being able to take a group of dancers and like create a piece and then expanding that. I'd love to take our shows and our choreography elsewhere to other companies, and even potentially set it on other companies, I think would be great. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the arts management and administration. How do you feel about, how do you balance that with your own artistry?
Is that a
or
thing?
Do you?
is that a thing? Balance? Again, we're really lucky because we have such a great organization and we have fantastic staff and employees that really help us balance that out. I think without our staff, I don't know what we would do. I've just been used to it. Like I said, I've grown up in the corporate America world and the dance world. And so I'm just used to, you know, I was used to going to a 9-to-5 and then getting off and having 30 minutes and then going and dancing until 9 or 10 at night. I enjoy it. I think you have to be really good at multitasking to do all of that. But it is interesting because there's a part of you that just wants to focus on the artist side of it. I just want to go in rehearsal and I just want to like create a piece and just do shows all the time. But you forget like, oh yeah, we have to do payroll and we have to have employee meetings and, you know, we have to pay taxes and we have to do, you know, we're like, oh, we actually have to run the business side of it too. And sometimes that's not as fun, but the payoff is worth it. You know, when you do all those things and you're in charge of it and you run a great company, then the payoff is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think we'd for sure wouldn't be able to do it without our staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a really great staff.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So, we kind of talked about this as far as your goals go, but I'll just ask, do you have a longer term vision that you're hoping to accomplish through the work?
I mean, so my vision really is kind of, I think for myself, Alicia, and Jen, which are the other two directors of AWOL, our vision personally falls into the vision of growing the company. Because, you know, it's our company. So personally, what I want is to grow that art organization. Our long-term goal is to just continue expanding classes and eventually be able to take our performances elsewhere and venture out of the Northwest area.
And you're thinking in terms of a tour or having companies in other cities or both?
All of it.
Okay.
I want all of it.
Yeah.
yes, being able to tour our productions, but then, you know, being able to go and set our shows on other companies, I think would be a long-term goal. Really expanding Art in the Dark and being able to take that magical event that we have every summer here to other locations as well as the Portland location.
That would be cool.
Yeah. It's hard because you have to find the right location for it, but
yeah, and test it out. And
yeah,
but that makes it kind of more exciting.
It
also
does. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that is for if somebody listening doesn't?
Art in the Dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hasn't had that experience.
Yeah. So that is our annual show that AWOL does. The performing company puts on a full-length production out in Mary S. Young Park, which is off of Highway 43 in West Lynn. It's a park. And we take the full, what you would see in a theater, and we perform it, set it up, plop it down in the middle of a forest. So you get the full experience. It's 360 seating, so there's no curtains, there's nowhere to hide. The audience gets to see all of it. And it's, so it's a full production outside, outdoors, generally in July and August. So it's a really fun summer event. There's concessions, there's beverages. It's just a really magical experience from the time you get out of your car to when you walk all the way into there and sit down. We have about 14 to 17 performers in it every year. And it just continues to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, it's a really unique thing.
Yes.
Really
cool we did Frost and Fur this last summer, which was kind of the story of a snow leopard. And we had original music that was played live. And then we have a new show coming up that I don't want to spill the beans on. but it's a new production coming up that will be coming up this August 2020.
Cool. And when do you anticipate the news will be out about that?
Well, we probably like January.
Okay.
January, February. We have our spring production coming up the end of February, so we will have tickets and everything out on sale by then. Mm-hmm. So January, February. So coming up soon.
Yeah.
Cool. We haven't told the company yet, so we have to tell them.
That's probably
so they
a good
know
idea.
About it. Yeah, so before we tell the public so that we can all get it figured out. But yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
As far as aerial dance goes, what do you think, besides the opportunity of somebody suggesting you'd like it, what did you like about it and what do you like about it?
I love that it is an extension of dance. Something I guess I should mention about what our goal is to try and stand out is all of our dancers, and myself included, we all grew up dancing first and foremost. And so then we took the aerial aspects of it and just extended what we would do on the ground up in the air. There are some classic aerial things that we do, but we try to find different ways, new and creative ways to take your movement off the ground. And that's what I love about it is you can do everything you would do on the ground, just extend it into whether you're jumping on a trapeze or climbing some silks or getting on an invented apparatus that we just made up. And so it's just an extension of what we already love to do, and you have a lot more freedom. You can't do that without the aerial side of it. You're grounded. And so just the possibilities become endless on what you can do. That's where AWOL came from. It's aerial without limits.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen other aerial, but I definitely, you can tell that the dancers have a dance background, a contemporary dance background.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's generally what we seek out. A lot of our aerialists who are all amazingly strong and really good aerialists right now didn't do aerial before they came to AWOL. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had taken a class or something like that, but they weren't aerialists prior and they went through the FLYCO training. And so they started out as dancers. That's how all of us started out. Very rarely do we have someone that comes to us or that is in our company now that was a professional aerialist prior. Mm. And so they'll train that while holding on to that dance. Mm. Yeah, and it's in all of our shows. I mean, and if it's a little bit harder in the dark because we're on smaller stages, but like in our spring production that we're doing right now, attention everyone that opens in end of February, it's half aerial and half dance. It's just integrated so much.
I noticed something that it seems that the partnership and community, there's a lot of trust involved in the aerial. when you're watching it, you realize how much the dancers are relying on one another with the support and
physically and emotionally.
So. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I mean, yes, it's you think about, you kind of forget that. Like, I just came from rehearsal today where I'm, up there holding somebody upside down by 1 foot. And you kind of don't think about it because we've become such a family that you trust that person, both sides of it. It's not even just on stage. It's trusting them all behind the scenes. Rigging is such a big part of it, too. Mm-hmm. We're holding or hoisting people up and down. So it's so many different levels of trust. It's that you're being present, that you've rehearsed, that you've thought about it, you know what's going on, and you know, and with the physical strength of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why we all, you know, we as a company train all year round. It's not like we all just come together and do this one show together. We have an entire year season that we are all together.
Mm-hmm.
to build that trust.
Yeah, I think you can feel that. Mm-hmm. When you see the,
I can't on stage, so I hope the audience does.
Yeah,
you can feel that as an audience member. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about the current dance scene in Portland. You kind of touched on it. Mm-hmm. But how would you describe the current dance scene, and what do you think is fabulous about it, or what do you think is lacking?
There's so much of it. I think that's fabulous. And like, again, it's harder to try to stand out and what makes you different. So you have to, you're kind of constantly, I'm constantly asking myself that question. Okay, what are we doing that's different? Because there's so much dance, and there's, especially in the aerial side of it, there's so many aerial companies. Whereas when we started in 2003, there wasn't that, there wasn't, like, a lot of people didn't even know what aerial was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pretty proud that, you know, we were, there obviously there were companies prior to that that we took inspiration from, but we helped pioneer, you know, the aerial culture. And so I love that there's so much of it here, and it's just, how do you stand out from that?
Hmm.
But there's so much. I mean, I love that there's, you can find any type of class, aerial, ballet, jazz, you know, you can find any type of dance class in Portland. Like, when I go home, when I go to Florida, it's harder to find stuff like that. There's no aerial classes anywhere.
Mm.
Most anything you find are youth, which is great too, but that doesn't help me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have a lot of options here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything that I didn't ask that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I don't think so. You know, I focus a lot, I focus a lot on AWOL because that is my company, and mm-hmm. along with the other directresses. And so again, a lot of my personal goals are this company, because that is my personal, it's not just somebody I work for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just my employer. It is me and my insides that are there. And so, yeah, continuing to kind of build, that is my personal goal.
So the next thing, you have the February mm-hmm. show. Is there anything coming up before that?
There is our youth professional company. They're called the Arrows. They have their annual toy box show that is so fantastic. These kids are amazing. And that, again, is another year-long training program.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is their holiday show. It's called Toy Box. It is beginning of December. It's, I think, the 7th through, like, the 14th. Don't quote me on those. It's on our website. And then we also have an annual production that myself and two other women for the company perform in. It's the White Album Christmas at the Alberta Rose Theater. So the Nowhere Band does the full White Album. And then there's circus acts on the other side, so we do the aerial side of that. Mm. Yeah,
cool.
And so that's coming up in the beginning of December as well.
Great.
Yeah, and then it's Attention Everyone after that, which is a really interesting industrial vibe that we have, and that's at the end of February and beginning of March.
Cool.
Yeah.
So where would people go to find out about all that stuff?
It's all on our website, and it is awoldance.org. And yeah, so all of that info about the company, classes, performances is all on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brandy.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me...